All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for another week of Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. This week, we come to you from the Illinois State Fairgrounds, where we continue on with week six of the round robin tournament that we have each time leading up to Remember Their Legacy. And of course, this time it is not going for a shot at a title. It is all the tag teams coming together to do this. So we've got some great matchups tonight, like the Stud Stable facing off against living legend Larry Zbysko and Beef Stew Lou Marconi. Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion facing off against the Rock and Roll RPMs. The American tag team titles on the line as the Fabulous Ones defend the titles against the Illinois tag team champions, the Nightmares. And it all ends with the Acolytes facing the Moondogs tonight. It is going to be a great card. So let's back up a little bit, get to this past weekend's house shows, and tell you what happened in Quincy and Galesburg this weekend. In Quincy on March 28th, Friday night, we started off with Lieutenant James Earl Wright defeating Chad Fortune. Rock and Roll RPM Tommy Lane defeating Nightmare Ken Wayne. Southern Psycho Elliot Russell and Jimmy Golden wrestling to a double countout. Brian Christopher defeating Rick Martel. Gentleman Chris Adams defeating Al Perez. And then in that main event, Trevor Murdoch defeating Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert by disqualification. The next night we were in Galesburg. Chad Fortune there reversed his fortunes by defeating Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker of the State Patrol. Nightmare Danny Davis defeated Sigmund from the Heat Seekers. Interstate 74 title on the line as Devin Storm successfully defended against Johnny B. Bad. Razor Ramon then defeated Italian Stallion. Living legend Larry Zbysko defeated Bunkhouse Buck. And then in that main event, wonderful classic confrontation, Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol defeated Superstar Billy Graham. So that's what happened this weekend. Let's get to the fairgrounds and see what's going on tonight. We start off with Stevie Ray from the International Tag Team Champion Harlem Heat facing off against Big Boss Man. But it is all Big Boss Man through this match. He gets the pin after an inverted atomic drop and Boss Man slam in a time of 3 minutes 29 seconds. Next up is Curtis Thompson versus Al Perez. Take 4. Once again, Perez has the match well in hand until Thompson counters the spinning toe hold with a small package for the pin to advance in his gauntlet. Curtis Thompson finally defeats Al Perez in a time of 3 minutes 40 seconds to move on to whoever is next in the lineup. Now we get into the round robin tournament matches. Starting off with the Stud Stable facing off against Larry Zbysko and Beef Stew Lou Marconi. And this was an exciting match if you like to see technical wrestling. All 4 men show why they are easily some of the greatest technicians you will find in the PWA. The fans enjoy the action, even though they're not really thrilled about either team. Marconi gets the win over Golden after blocking a brainbuster and countering it with a small package in a time of 10 minutes, 22 seconds. Your winners are living legend Larry Zbysko and Beef Stew Lou Marconi. Next up has Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion facing off against the Rock and Roll RPMs. The RPMs try to keep this match between them and Stallion, doing everything they can to keep Superstar Billy Graham on the ring apron. Unfortunately for the RPMs, they have a miscommunication as Stallion reverses a whip by Lane into a backdrop driver by Davis. Stallion gets to his corner and makes the hot tag to Graham. Graham starts cleaning house with both members of the RPMs until Lane rakes his eyes. The RPMs keep tagging in and out to keep Graham off balance. Davis picks up the pin on Graham with a rolling reverse cradle and a handful of tights in 11 minutes, 52 seconds. So the RPMs get to take a step up in the leaderboard. Taking a break for a minute, we have Booker T, the other half of the International Tag Team Champions, facing off against Trevor Murdoch. And Booker and Trevor have a good match. Both men hold their own against each other until Trevor slips off the turnbuckle pad while he is going for the top rope bulldog. Booker T nails the Harlem Hangover for the pin in a time of 11 minutes, 55 seconds. Now we have the State Patrol facing off against the Gilbert Brothers. And Eddie and Doug have an easy time with the State Patrol. Eddie pins right after a swinging neckbreaker in a time of 2 minutes, 49 seconds. Next up is the American Tag Team titles on the line. American champions, Fabulous Ones, facing off against the Illinois champion, Nightmares. And in this battle of the champions, it is a great match. A very back and forth battle where all four men leave everything on the mat. Although the match is a bit short, there are a few high spots for each team. Steve Kern gets the pin on Ken Wayne after a belly-to-belly suplex in a time of 12 minutes, 30 seconds for the Fabulous Ones to retain the American Tag Team titles. The Heat Seekers then face off against the Gorgeous Gentlemen. And these two teams have a great match. They show why they should be considered favorites to win the whole tournament. After 10 minutes of great action, Garvin gets the pin on Sigmund after a released German suplex in a time of 10 minutes, 56 seconds. And then our main event tonight is a Pier 6 brawl. It is the Acolytes versus the Moondogs. I mean, there is no other way to look at it. Farouk and Spot square off early, but everything falls apart. Randy Anderson just lets things go as long as the weapons don't make it inside the ring. All four men are busted open by the end of the match. Spot gets the pin on Bradshaw after ducking a clothesline from hell and nailing him with a devastating spine buster to get the win for the Moondogs in a time of 13 minutes, 5 seconds. Great card tonight, a lot of action in it, and wish there were more, but it was already jam-packed. So let's take a look at the leaderboard as we finish up round 6. At the top of the leaderboard are the Fabulous Ones, the American Tag Team Champions, with 4 wins, 1 loss, and a draw. Right behind them are the Gorgeous Gentlemen and the Rock and Roll RPMs with 4 wins, 2 losses. Next up are the Moondogs with 3 wins, 2 losses, and a draw. And right on their heels at 3-3 are the Acolytes, the Heat Seekers, and Larry Zbysko and Lou Marconi. With a record of 2 wins, 3 losses, and 1 draw are the Stud Stable and Eddie and Doug Gilbert. And then bringing up the rear, 2 wins, 4 losses are Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion, the State Patrol, and the Illinois Tag Team Champion Nightmares. But again, we're just over halfway through the tournament now. 5 more rounds to go. A lot could change in those 5 weeks. And you have to come back to see what happens in this tournament. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, supporting Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. I will see you next week.